Blog Talk Radio.
The Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
And on Wednesday, I listen to G2 Palace Radio with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Shay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about our love thing. Shout out to the G2 Palace. It's Buddy Baby.
Buddy Baby. Buddy Baby. 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 Baby.
Hey, hey, it's Selena. If you haven't heard, the best place to be is chilling with the Diva Squad on Pilot Radio. Love Fantasy. It's Buddy,
the Diva Squad. Squad. Squad.
This is Talisha, and on Wednesday, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio.
They was playing, so I hit my homegirls and told them I can't stay in. Try life, suck on me, that's how I seen. Stepping out, down the rocks, no supreme. See, it took about an hour just to fit it in these jeans, and I don't see no end to future all the same. I bet you wishing that you had me back. And knew my frame now when they catch a track. So could you please holler at me when the catch is set? And I heard the new girl that you have is whack. I got that wet, wet, what it's about. What you holler about, money talk, keep quiet. Baby, let your dollar shout. And I got what you want, bet I'm never running out. Checking in, that's
Absolutely.
Ray Queen is in the building. Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
Yes, yes, yes. And this is Long Island's leading lady, Miss Mo Better. Y'all know what my order is. My angle is to bring the necessary with a signature, absolutely. Holla at you, girl.
Ew. Yeah.
And welcome back. Welcome back, like I said, to another episode of GQ Palace Love Fantasy. We're here every Wednesday night, 8 p.m. The number to call is 563-999-3577. You must press that one button in order to go on the air. We welcome everyone to be able to call in here with us each and every Wednesday. We do technically zone and sexy topics, trying to switch it up a little bit. We'll have a special guest on from time to time, giving their topic that they may have, or otherwise we'll just stick to the topics that are sent in to us on a daily basis, and then with our diva mail as well. So, how you ladies been?
Meow.
Listen, we making it do what it do, baby.
Yes, I've been great. I can't complain. I can't complain. I will not complain. Because every day that my feet hit the ground, every day that I'm breathing, I'm grateful for. It could be worse. I've been in worse situations, so I'm good. I'm good.
I know that's
about
right,
you?
Ray.
Yes, yes. How about you, Miss Storm? How are you?
Well, I can complain, but the show's not long enough for it, so. We would definitely need a little bit more time.
Don't let the devil do you like that.
But, you know, because sometimes it's not really about complaining. It's about venting, you know, and sometimes people need to vent and get stuff off their chest, you know, so it's not really a complaint. So there's many things that I could definitely talk about, but I'm just not, you know, we're gonna keep it grown and sexy tonight with our adult topic. That's what I definitely want to, you know, definitely want to focus on that.
Yes.
Yes, indeed. And good topic is what we have tonight. It's very profound. And, you know, it kind of resonates with a lot of people. So I can't wait to get into it, you know.
Ooh. Always juicy.
All right, all right, all right.
Always.
So what we going to do?
Yeah, no, we always got the juice. Y'all have the tea. We got the juice.
So what we started doing is we started giving our diva mail at the beginning part of the show, and then we give our topic. The phone lines are always open, 563-999-3577. But we do want to give our diva mail, then we'll give our topic, and then the listeners, you know, you could definitely hit us up in the messenger. You can always press that one button, you know, or you could just, you know, send us your thoughts, and we don't have a problem reading it out loud for you. We could definitely do that. So, Ms. Ray Queen, do you want to give the diva mail?
Absolutely.
As she says,
So, tonight's diva mail comes from a Don, meaning that comes from a male. Tonight's diva mail. Dear. Yeah, hear that drum roll. Yes. Dear divas. Dear divas, I am a married man. Happily. So he's happily married. We have four beautiful children. My wife and myself provide an awesome life, including yearly vacations to Disney, Six Flags, etc. However, our sex life is basic, just basic. Recently, she told me that she needed more. I asked her what exactly she meant when she said, more. Her answer was, comma, quote, size. My question to the Diva Squad and listeners is, do I offer her option number one to cheat or option number two? Now, this is funny. Option number, not funny, but y'all, I can't wait for the reaction. Option number two, the full length, because I've only been giving her the partial rock all of these years due to being embarrassed of me being extra large. I didn't want to hurt her. She's 4'9", approximately 111 pounds. I'm 6'2", 240 plus pounds.
Wow. Damn.
Okay. Okay, so unfortunately, like he said, they're under the sheets life is just basic. So I guess that means, you know, there's no exploring and no, you know, he's obviously doing a lot of holding back if he has not given her the whole rock.
Gotta be careful what you wish for.
Absolutely. He's asking, should he offer her to, come on, dude. You, no man, supposedly happily married, is going to offer the wife those two options. He must have, like, written this out of anger, a bit of anger, because you're not going to offer your wife to cheat on you. Give her what she wants. She obviously doesn't know you have it, so... give it to her. And my opinion would be just give it to her. Take it from there. Give her the 12 to 14 or whatever, however many inches you got. Give it to her. That's
Jeez.
My opinion.
Jeez.
That's my
okay.
opinion.
I'm going to go next. Are you finished with the letter? Are you finished?
I'm done. That's all. That's
okay.
all. That's all I got.
Hopefully she's listening. Sis, be careful what you wish for. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, every now and again, she probably does crave that. And just give it to her. And I'm sure she knows what he's working with if she's married to him. There's no way you're going to go into that marriage not knowing what he possesses. That is, you know, something a little off the mark. So
listen, I
you
know,
know
people. I know,
sir. If
I
you're listening,
people.
Sir. sir. If you're listening, do not open that door as far as giving permission to cheat. No, that's a whole no. You have to create it within your own relationship. Open up different innovative ways to where you can spice up your situation and your marriage. Don't open it up to bringing nobody else in. You'll regret it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean,
I'm
listening. You know, I'm listening, and you know, somebody got to be devil's advocate. Okay, so
it's got to be me.
So my thing is, I'm sorry, guys. He sounds boring, and he doesn't sound like he's really being honest with himself. Because there's no way you got this long piece and you're only giving her a certain amount and you guys been married, you know. So that 14. Means it sounds boring. Like, 14. There's
yeah,
no
you
way. There's no,
basic.
I mean,
basic.
Forgive me, but it sounds boring, though, because you have to be compatible in many ways, I feel, before you can call yourself getting married. So my thing is there's no way that you guys were compatible in that way. So that means he's being neglected, and they're just going along with this ride, pretty much.
Absolutely.
They're just going along with the ride because, and my thing is, if you say, oh, okay, well, you know, open the door to cheat or give her the full package, well, not for nothing. You should have gave her the full package before y'all got married. Like, guess what? That person, let's just say he happens to say, oh, open the door to cheat. Guess what? She might go, you never know. She might be able to handle that.
Absolutely.
That doesn't, you know, her height doesn't mean she can't handle it. She might be able to handle it. She's looking for some more. Like, so obviously you're not giving her, fulfilling her the way that you should be as her husband. So you should be giving her the full package. Like, you shouldn't be holding back because, oh, you're this size and this height and she's like this. So what? Little mama might be able to handle all of that and then some.
But, yeah, exactly. Oh. You're supposed to give her the benefit of the doubt. That's what that is. Give her the benefit of the doubt of being able to handle it. To say next, whether she can or can't handle that. You understand? So, maybe she might not be able to take it, but give it to her and let her say, no, that's a little too much. Bring it down a little
bit. I bet you she can take
it.
High five, little mama. High five.
She probably can. But
so,
again,
we got to
be careful what you wish for. She's like,
that's
a 10-year size, though. I'm just saying.
Look. Well, then guess what? Then he should take his time and ease his way right on in. But he might get the surprise of his life once he eases in. He might get the surprise now. Don't sleep on little mama. She might be, so you never know. But we got a caller. Let's bring that caller on real quick. Caller, you there?
Maybe they're muted too.
All right, so we're going to come back to the caller. Caller, you just have to press one again, then press it again. All right, so, and then Miss Mobetta. Let's give the topic. Oh, I see y'all. Okay. All right, ladies, lines are lit up. Let's go.
Indeed. Y'all know who it is, Ms. Mobetta. First of all, I would just like to thank y'all for tuning in with us tonight. You know, again, this is a profound topic that we have on this evening. So the topic is, I know someone personally that has been married 20 plus years, and there was infidelity in the marriage, and a child came up, which he was the one who cheated and came up with a child. Now, the couple ended up staying together after the infidelity and the child and all that stuff. They stayed together. However, now they're almost ready to call it quits because it seems like the relationship is stagnant. There's nothing going on. So the question would be, how do you move forward once trust is breached? How do you move forward once the trust is breached? Because even though they ended up staying in the relationship, you know, ended up staying together and everything, and but you know that plays in the back of her mind, like, okay, he done cheated. How many times else is he cheating? You understand what I'm saying? Especially when evidence is produced, which is a child. That's enough evidence to say, oh, he cheated. You know what I'm saying? What more do you need to see? You know, but that's not necessary. That doesn't mean that he continued to cheat after that. That doesn't mean that. However, I'm sure in the back of her mind, it's playing like, oh, my God, this man cheated. But you stayed. So my thing is, in that instance, if you're going to stay, you can't. You can't keep throwing it up 1,000 times. You understand what I'm saying? Things are hard to get over. Certain things are hard to get over. Some people, because of circumstances, they stay. But sometimes you have to let go for you. Sometimes you have to release that whole situation for you so you can have some type of peace. Because if you still are playing that in the back of the mind, that means you still don't trust them. And that you're not at peace because you have it in your head like, I can't trust this fool. You know what I'm saying? So how do you move forward once the trust is breached? Y'all have at it.
That's
a tough one.
I definitely want to just take a second real quick, and I want to shout out to Don because that's two Dons tonight that definitely, you know, gave a topic and gave Diva Mail. So shout out to you guys.
Absolutely.
You're definitely listening. You're paying attention. We appreciate y'all. We do. We appreciate
Diva
Squad is all ladies that's hosts. But we definitely welcome any and everybody. You know, we don't discriminate here. You know, so with that,
yeah.
Well, I'll say, this is your girl Storm. I'm definitely going to say with that one, you can't deny that, honey. You can't deny that. A baby came. You can't deny cheating. You know, the trust is definitely broken. You know, a part of me wants to say she could bring it up a million times if she wants to, you know, especially if we don't know if she cheated. You know, we just know it's one-sided. So to me, she might still be hurt. So maybe the lines of communication has to be established again, you know. The respect has to be reestablished to be able to talk about it and understand why did you cheat, you know, what was wrong that made you step out. Like, let's communicate about it. And then after we communicate about it, let's see if it's worth saving. Because if it's not worth saving, then, yeah, you kind of got to let it go. You know, some women feel like, you know what, I'm not going to let, you know, my husband go so he can go be with the side chick after he done been the provider for my family all these years. And, you know, some people feel like they're not going to do that, you know. But guess what? If you choose to stay, you got to be ready. Be ready for it.
Right.
That don't mean go cheat now. Right. That means communicate within your marriage or your relationship to try and make it work.
Right.
That's my opinion on that.
I agree. This is
we do have another caller. Hold on one second. Let's just bring the callers in once they call. A caller, you're on the air. Welcome to the Diva Squad.
Yes, can y'all hear me?
Yes, we
can hear you. Hear me?
Yes.
Okay. All I got to say is, once a cheater, always a cheater. Okay? You could sit there and you could say, oh, well, you forgive them. But you see what it boils down to at is, once you forgive them, they feel like they could do it again. And you're going to forgive them again. If your relationship was going that well, you don't need to cheat. You understand? You figure out how y'all can make things better. What's a better way for y'all to get y'all relationship stronger and tighter? Now, if that trust is gone, that's going to be a hard thing to get back.
So
that's
going to
be one of the hardest things you could ever get back. That, exactly. Once that trust is gone and you cheat, ain't no coming back from that, no matter how hard you try. Because in the back of that person's mind, when you go out, they're always going to feel like you with that person you was cheating with. Or you going with somebody else. Ain't going to be no difference from, okay, well, that's saying to a person, don't eat my pie. And the person eat it anyway. What you going to sit your pie back in that same spot after you told the person to eat it and they ate it anyway? You're not going to sit in that same spot. So to me, once a cheater, always a cheater. That's just my theory.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And that's coming from a Don. That's coming from a Don.
We don't
want y'all to think that we are in any way biased over here. You know what I'm saying? Like Storm was saying before, we open all ideas and opinions from everybody. We weren't that. So we don't want y'all to think we're biased. That's from y'all men saying that.
And can I say something else? Cause I think y'all said in one time it was a baby involved in a situation. Somebody got this girl.
Yep, there's an outside baby, yeah.
Oh, excuse my friends, but hell no. I'm sorry, hell no. No,
The Don said hell no.
The Don said
hell
no.
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 Hell no. Hell to the no, no.
Now, first time, shame on you. Second time, shame on me. Third time, it will not be. Sorry.
I like that. I heard that one. Third time, it will not be. I like that. Wow.
It's hard. Go ahead, Ray.
I agree with everything everyone has said thus far. However, if we decided to stay together and move past it, then we must do any and everything that we can to move past it. Female, the female in the relationship needs not bring that back up. if she's not over it, then she needs to let him know that she can't handle it, handle being back together, and that she needs out. She needs to move on. Because if we get back together after this, then we must move past it. Then if he does it again, then yeah, sorry.
But you know what?
Yeah.
I believe in that. But like you said, mm-hmm. what I believe in, if you're going to forgive the person, then don't bring it back up.
That's my point exactly.
Absolutely.
That's my point
exactly.
Don't bring it back up.
I agree. Okay. Now,
no matter
how much you think
about it, you can't bring it back
mm-hmm.
up.
Mm-hmm.
Because you already
forgave
them. That's just the idea about it.
True. Right.
Mm-hmm.
You move on past it. Get past
know.
It and deal with it. Deal with it. Now,
Sorry. I had a senior moment, y'all. No.
Yeah.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Now, put yourself in her shoes, right? If your man or a woman, let's just say, steps out, okay, and a child is conceived, now, not only is it going to be visitation, you know, and you're going to be around this child, and you're going to have to deal with this baby mother or baby father, you know. Come on, that's a bit much, ladies and gentlemen. That's a bit much.
Absolutely.
Now, just to say,
absolutely.
Oh, okay, you have the baby. Okay, I'm going to deal with it.
This is why you have to be careful. If you chose to take him back, that all comes along with it now. You understand what
absolutely.
I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, did he mess up? Did he mess up or she messed up? Yes. It was a total mess up. That is going to cause a lot of different situations now. Life is definitely going to be different. But if you accept him back, that means you're going to accept what comes along with that territory. You understand? So how many times are you going to get into a discussion like, oh, well, you cheated. You did this. You did that. That
several
actually
times.
Making you miserable.
Because if I take, okay, but look, okay, we have a caller, but I just want to say this one thing, and then I'm going to be quiet, okay, for a minute or two.
Yeah,
now,
right.
If I decide to take you back, right, and I decide to say, you know what, we're going to make this work. I love my husband, you know, we're going to make this work,
uh-huh.
you know. Unfortunately, we hit a bad spot, you know, in our relationship or whatever the case may be, and I want to, you know, work it out. I honestly feel like, you know what, if I want to mention it 99 times, I should be able to. And your job is to reassure me, point blank, period.
Okay.
That
I
reassurance
okay. I do agree there.
Now has to be there. And
okay.
if
okay.
you're tired of me hearing about it, that means you're tired of the mistake that you made. But I should be able to get that reassurance from you with you being the person that stepped out on me and had a child.
Great right. point.
I'm
great
just
no,
saying.
I get
great
that. I get that part. But if you're in a situation where this keeps coming up, that means that's an unresolved situation. It's an unresolved issue.
And I'm not over it.
That you haven't gotten over. And that's
I'm not over
an
it.
Unhappy. A miserable
okay.
relationship.
Okay. Okay. All right. So
that's
we got to bring that caller on.
Too. Yeah,
okay.
Bring caller.
Hey, lady.
Hold on. Caller, welcome
Hello.
To the Diva Squad.
Good evening. Good evening. What an amazing topic you have tonight.
Yes. Good evening, my love.
Hey. Yeah, that is deep. That's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain for someone to try to deal with. But they would need a lot of counseling to be able to move forward from that. And I'm a lot of counseling to move forward from that. And it will be some baggage that will be carried. And I'm not sure who said it, but, yeah, she's going to have the right to ask questions and bring it up. And he's going to have to deal with that. You know, they both – he's going to have to. He got to wear that.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah,
see?
Honestly, yes.
Go ahead, Janine.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. You understand? Because, like I said, the question is, how do you begin to move forward from that? How when the trust is breached? It's a breach of contract. We made mm-hmm. these vows. We have this stuff going on, and that was breached. That means you're saying I can't trust you. You understand? Mm-hmm. Even though, however, there's everybody on this line has been given a second chance in some way, shape, form, or fashion. Now, I've had conversations before where you can forgive a million different mistakes,
serious.
But the same mistakes going over and over and over again, you can't do. I know I can't. Not the same mistakes.
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I'm be honest with you. I'm be so honest with you. I'm not giving no second chance. I'm out the door because I can't take you. I'm not going to lie to you. And this is honestly, this is your girl Storm speaking. This is your girl Storm speaking, okay? I can't take it, you know, if I was put in that situation and which I have been before. A child was not conceived, but the person did cheat. I was out the door. Mm-hmm. Quick, fast, and a hurry. Because
some people,
we cannot fix it. Mentally, I couldn't do it. I could not do it mentally. Mentally, it just messed me up completely.
Right.
And it was no reason that you could tell me to why you
cheated. You know yourself.
Right.
You know what you can tolerate, and you understand what I'm saying? And that's why we always talk about that on this show, about you knowing yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You know in your heart, like, listen,
yes.
I ain't having it. You know what I mean? I'm not having it. And he has to know that.
And you know, you brought up the fact that there were four. Are there four children or three children?
No, one outside.
We're mixing it.
Yeah.
Right. But how many children? Did they have any children together?
Yes, they have children together.
Because, you know, a lot of times people want to stay for the children and they end up doing more harm than good.
Yes.
You know?
That's a fact.
Those children will be damaged result into damaged products as a result of them trying to stay together for their sake.
Absolutely. That's fact.
And they end up hurting them. They live crazy. They've done that. Yep. Messed up lives, thinking, you know, this is how a relationship is supposed to be, you know?
Right.
I can attest to that.
Right. Bombs and Divas, this is Ray Queen speaking. I can attest to that. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Been there,
no,
done
that's
that.
True.
I'm
because
living
then
in
they,
it.
Then
yeah.
They look like it's okay. Like, all right, well, mom stays.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't even know the depth of what's going on. You know what I'm saying? They don't even understand what is going on.
Mm-hmm.
All they can see is that you're miserable because most of the time, kids know when there's something wrong with their parents, with their mother or their father. They know when something's wrong. You know,
mm-hmm.
they can look. I know my kids can. They can look at my face. I wear it on my face. They be like, what happened?
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like you just saying, that could be very unhealthy for the children. It could be unhealthy and very confusing. It could be a lot of things going on in that instance, you know? So the moral is don't step your ass outside your marriage.
Or your relationship.
Right.
And if you
your
do,
marriage or your
go,
relationship.
Keep going. Keep it moving. Don't
keep,
come back.
Keep it moving. Yeah, don't let me
it's
hold
okay.
you if that's what you want to do.
But you know what? Listen, I couldn't hold you and keep you with me by my side and not from not being in somebody else's bed, then you need to go ahead. And if you know what? And honestly, I feel like people have to understand that it's okay if it doesn't work out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right,
it's okay.
Right.
Like, there's no reason why we have to stay together if we're both
mm-hmm.
miserable, you know, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
You done stepped out. A kid done came. You know, a kid's now involved.
Mm.
So now my kids are going to be able now to see a kid that's younger than them when they know that mommy and daddy are together. You know, it's like that's just a whole bunch of nonsense and unnecessary stuff because that tells me, and I know tonight it seems like we're definitely all over the age to hear this, but that means that not only did you cheat, but you cheated unprotected. So that meant you ran up in this person unprotected and you don't know who that person was with. So you could have brought me back anything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And let me, this is Ray Queen speaking. There was a time in my past, I was in a long-term relationship and could not get rid of, I refused to leave this person. I refuse to leave this person. So finally, I got up the nerve to say, okay, let me try leaving, see what goes on. Got in another relationship, right? And was going back and forth between the two. Going back and forth between the two. Knowing that the one that I was so into and couldn't let go of was putting their mouth and penis in any and everything, okay? The one that the new male, yeah, no, seriously, the new male that I was with was being faithful, okay? So up comes some type of venereal disease. I'm like, I got on them both. Of course, I was wrong. I didn't know who I wanted. I didn't know. No, seriously.
You kind of didn't know who I wanted to be with.
You
on this topic tonight.
Yeah.
No
I was much younger. I was much younger. And there's a reason why I'm telling this story. So anyway, disease came up. The one disease that it wasn't herpes, thanks be to God, because that's the devil. But it was that HPV thing that they're making the teenagers get.
Human papilloma.
The HPV, which can cause cervical cancer, okay? I held on to that because there are thousands of strains that a lot of people don't know of. So those who are listening, pay attention. Make sure you get your teens vaccinated for this, because I carried that disease, the HPV, around. I carried it for more than 10 years before it cleared itself. There's no medication that can clear this. 10 years.
Oh, wow.
There are no symptoms. Us females, we're asymptomatic, no symptoms. Males, they carry it, and they pass it from woman to woman. So, long story short, thanks be to God, I'm cured of it. Fast forward to now, you want to call me elderly? Do that, because I'm definitely 45 plus. Fast forward to now, I would never, ever, ever settle for any excuse, any red flag that I see. Sorry, be gone. I'm not settling. I'm not settling for any man, any little red flag. And that's why the application to get with Ray Queen is so long. You got to literally fill it out, baby. I settle for nothing. I settle for nothing. God has blessed me.
I want to give you a
God
hug.
God has blessed me.
I want to give you a hug, Janet. Oh, my.
Let me
show
you some flowers or some shit. Yeah.
Thank you. So, seriously, everyone. There's little things out there. Just because the, you know, and even the bigger things, HIV, the gonorrhea, all that stuff, you know, even little crabs, all of those things. You gotta think about these things, and babies, people having babies, all of that stuff. Please beware. Know yourself worth. Don't settle. Don Divas, don't settle. And this is coming from Ray Queen, and I'm passing on the mic.
Well, that's kind of a hard pill to swallow right there.
I know we go in deep, but damn, right?
Yeah, we went deep. Because, you know, we tell other people's stories. We get other people's mail. We get other people's to call in. But, you know, we have to be honest as well with ourselves. So I'm passing on just a small portion of my situation, of my life, you know? It's the Diva Squad, DQ Palace, baby. We keep it real.
We appreciate that, you know, and the information as far as human papillomavirus is what HPV is, human papillomavirus, or whatever, you know. That's what happens when you're out there running and cheating. Not all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You don't always get that stuff like that from sexual transmission either. But and with the topic that we're talking about tonight, is a lot of things go along with cheating. You know what I'm saying? Just the emotional disconnect. And because once somebody stops liking you, they can love you to death. But once somebody stops liking you, then your situation is done. And I'm telling you that from experience, too. I don't have the deep story like Ray had just now, but once you stop once you stop liking a person, and not only that, sometimes people grow apart. You understand? Some people do, and with the guy stepping out cheating him, he and his wife, they've been together for, like I said, 20 plus years, maybe 25 more than 25 years actually, and you know, maybe they have grown apart, but again, we become victims of circumstance. Like, under the circumstances, I can't leave because she's providing everything or he's providing everything, and it makes you stuck. It leaves you stuck where you are. But like Janine was saying also, you can put all of this stuff together. You're going to be miserable. You don't want to be miserable. If you're miserable at home, there is a whole problem. If you're miserable at home, it's a whole problem that needs to be fixed. Whether it's staying together and getting counseling, or whether it's separating and so just let go. You know what I mean? So you don't want to feel bad that you've invested so much time. However, you've learned a lot of things in those years. Everything happens for a season. Everything happens in seasons. Some seasons are longer than others, you know. But my thing, if you're going to take that person back after cheating, whether kids are involved or not, you can't keep bringing it up. That means you're not happy, and you want to see them suffer. And all that does is keep you bound.
Amen.
And there's no such thing. There's no such thing as being stuck. I'm sorry. There's no such thing as being stuck.
No.
Because as long as you got the will to walk away, you know, and you have a voice and you can leave at any point in time. There's nothing that's holding you hostage except for you have to know that you're not built for that. And it's okay.
Right.
You know, I say it again. It's okay to be not okay with your mate stepping out,
right,
cheating, and a baby, a new,
right,
baby,
right,
and stuff. It's okay for you not to be, you know, stay,
right,
in that relationship.
Right.
It is. That just means that, guess what, at some point in time, there was some problems, there were some issues that obviously the communication wasn't strong enough to talk about.
Right.
You know, there
right,
were some issues with that. So therefore, you know, there's a reason you have to leave, and it's okay, you know.
Right.
If you're going to bring
right,
it up over and over and over again, honestly, you might as well just go ahead and walk, because you can't erase it.
Yep.
You know, you can't get rid of it. You know?
It's happened.
I'm not a fan of abortion, but,
willing,
you know, I'm just saying.
Yeah. But I think a lot of time, and let me just say why I'm so grateful for this call that you ladies have, is because women are able to have a voice and speak up and say things and, you know, get some support and have some encouragement. But I know
right,
for sure that there are a lot of women that feel that they are stuck. You know,
mm-hmm,
what am I going to do if I leave? Where am I going to go with four kids? What am I going to do? How am I going to, you know, that's what starts
mm-hmm,
going through their mind. Sometimes fear,
mm-hmm,
fear of what we don't know grips us so tight that we can't move. You know what I'm
right,
saying? And so
right, yeah,
it is important for women to be strong for each other and be there for each other to encourage each other through
amen,
situations such as this. You know?
Amen. That's a whole fact. That's a whole fact.
You know, in my first marriage, I found myself in that situation. You know, I got married very young, and I stayed in that marriage for 12 years, and I just could not see a way out. I could not see a way out, and I didn't really have much support. So I literally drug myself out of that situation, you know, but it was very, very difficult.
Yeah. Like you said, when you don't feel like you have any kind of outlet, like you said, what's
mm-hmm,
my next move? What am I going to do now? You know what I'm saying? What are my kids going to do? You know what I'm saying? That is.
Mm-hmm.
And 9 out of 10 times, it's harder for the woman than the man. And again, I don't want y'all to think I'm being biased. That's just a fact. It's harder for the woman because most of the time we're stuck with the bag of the children and stuff like that. Not all instances are like that, but most of the time, from what I've seen, the women are stuck holding that bag, you know. And then, you know what we do? We automatically click into that motto, well, I'm going to do what I have to do, you know, if
uh-huh,
you're strong, if you have that type of will, you have that type of willpower. Like you said, some people don't, and that's why they end up stuck
in a situation that you don't want to be in, because we're not set up to for an emergency that, oh, I can't because I don't. So
I hear you, but so
many of us are great at giving the advice and not good at taking it, not good at living and doing what we need to do as the advice givers that we're, you know, here we are being supportive to everyone else, and we need to look in the mirror. So many of us need to look in the mirror.
Yeah, I'm
one of those. I'm human, and Lord knows I need to do it.
So with that being said, I just want to actually, I was going to say it at the end of the show, but you guys definitely made a lot of key points to it. For the ladies, and yes, ladies, this is strictly for the ladies. there's going to be an event that's coming up that's going to be October 30th. It's called I'm My Sister's Keeper, From Average to Excellence. And it's actually a single mother who is going to be telling her story with guest speakers there. And she's going to pretty much, you know, the floor is going to be open for the guests to be able to, you know, explain their, you know, their thoughts and their stories about what they happened and how they overcame the situation that they were in, as well as someone that may be in that situation that's going to be able to get, you know, just some type of outlet. You know, there's going to be people there that can help you, you know, with the situations that you're going through. Look on Facebook. Her name is Trish Hughes Hale. She's now married, but she has a wonderful testimony. She has a wonderful story. And for all the ladies, please make sure you look her up on Facebook. Her name is Trish Hughes Hale. Check her out on Facebook. Trish Hughes Hale. You'll find her on Facebook. The event's going to be out east, but I'll give more information at the end of the show. But you guys are just definitely speaking a lot of the things that she was talking about over the weekend when I spoke to her, and I just want to make sure that I gave that information, you know, for people who are listening right now. Like, ladies, there is an outlet for you. You know, you might not see it while you're going through the storm and going through the situation, but there's always an outlet, and you have to, when you think about, oh, what am I going to do, where am I going to go, whatever the case may be, you have to think of your kids. You know, you have to think of your kids, because the kids are going to see you stuck and miserable, you know, and the kids are going to see that this is an unhealthy relationship at this point, because it's not going to be anything that's healthy about staying in a relationship where both people are clearly miserable. That's your girl's story.
You can say that again. There is nothing healthy about being in a relationship where both people are miserable. Nothing changes if nothing changes. Know yourself
now,
worth.
Janine, did you hear the diva mail?
Yes, I did.
What's your thoughts on that one?
My thoughts on that is there's something going on behind there. Some tomfoolery going on. I'm sorry, but why even pose that question? If you have something that someone wants and desires, why would you even consider an alternative?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Why even introduce that?
That's right. Why would you open that door? What you want? Why would I even offer you an alternative? I would not.
Yeah, I think he was just looking for some attention. I'm sorry, but Don, you got your attention. We gave you your attention. You had your moment, and take our advice and move on.
or devil's advocate. Maybe he don't know how to work that package.
That's true too.
How could the blood circulation
be great in that long? If you got something that, how could your circulation, like, I doubt he could.
No, it can.
I'm telling you, it can. Not everybody knows how to control that.
Exactly. And she was probably like, what the heck? Where'd this come from? You know? She's like, well, she's like, where did this come from? And how come I don't get this all the time?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Where he been?
Exactly.
And how does she say, look, her
question would probably be, you know, like, how should she be able, what should she say to ask him to give her the full package? And not give her
She shouldn't have to ask.
I feel like her not being satisfied is her kind of asking without asking. But why are you holding back unless you don't really know what to do with what you got?
Absolutely. Maybe that takes us back
to last week's conversation about having that communication before you even do anything, you know? Listen, babe, you can see I'm a big man. I know you little. I want to know, can you handle it? You know?
That's true. Just that simple.
Let me show you what I can handle. So you giving me a piece of something that's not even existent. Like, come on.
I think he wanted to know what he can do to help him perform better. Honestly, he thought we was going to go off edge and give him some pointers.
Well, he did say, look, though, it did say that our sex life is basic. So it's just basic, like, no, I guess no foreplay, no, none of that stuff, none of it. It's just basic, in and out.
He should have asked a different question. His question should have been...
The diva male could be, can you give me pointers on how to be comfortable with myself so that I can deliver to my wife that I married?
Yeah, exactly.
You should have asked a different question, you know, because when you get the alternative, the person can cheat. Okay, the person would cheat if you had like a pinky, you know, if you had a little pinky, you can work that pinky, that's different. But if you're telling me you got the whole damn arm, Right.
And you hiding it. You
got the whole damn arm. I'm talking about. I give her a little bit. You give her a little bit. I don't know about that.
Yeah, red flag.
That's funny.
I'm a little like, I
can't believe it. I can't believe that Don.
Yeah. He needs some type of intervention or something. I don't know. Something going on with him. It ain't her.
I think he just wanted some attention. That's all. He needed some attention.
You got it, baby. Now, I know.
We gave
you probably
the
listening.
Advice.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably listening in, Don. And, towards the end of the show, when we do our round table, each of us can give you just a little pointer real fast, you know, because that's really what you want to know. So we're going to give you a little pointer real fast.
I'm going to give mine now for a play. Get a little experience. I don't know if you're like 21 years old and looking. I don't know. We didn't get an age range. But, I mean, you said y'all are happily married. Y'all live a nice life, take your kids on vacation. So y'all got some years together, apparently. You've been married for a while. I don't know. Foreplay. Baby foreplay. Try it with the lights on or something. I don't know. I'm passing the mic on.
I'm going to point to that, knowing that love language. Once you know that love language, I'm telling you, you can turn anybody on. You can turn anybody on knowing their love language.
That's a fact. That's a whole fact. You know what gets that radar turned up? Attack that thing. Excuse me. Attack it.
And, you know, then he ain't got to worry about none of that other stuff. You know what I mean?
That's right. That's
and,
right.
Yeah, people got to go back to having intimacy. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's worried. Hey. Get that intimacy popping. You know what I'm saying? So a lot go along with intimacy. Intimacy mm-hmm. carries you a lot further than sex. Believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta
be comfortable with yourself too. You know, a lot of times mm-hmm. in relationships, in sexual relationships, you know, you gotta be comfortable with you before you can even try to deliver for someone else. You know, you gotta be comfortable mm-hmm. with, you know, having that alter ego in the bedroom type thing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We hear you.
Choke me, Daddy. Choke me.
Right? Call me Jasmine.
Call me Kim and give me the full package. Give me the whole thing. Don't be holding back.
Right?
Don't be holding back for me. You holding back for yourself.
Baby. You want me to have curly hair tonight or straight hair? Blonde or redhead? Brunette, what you want, Daddy? What you want, Daddy?
Yeah. Maybe he does need her to introduce some stuff, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, it don't
right.
just come from him. Maybe she has to step her game up also. Like, listen, I'm to pull rank on his ass. Like, I'm sick of this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Choke him.
Take control. Take control, damn it.
Oh,
what the 4-9 is about. I'll tell you, both Dons had topics tonight. Two Dons. So we definitely had to deliver because it's rare that it's two Dons on one show. Usually it's, you know, a male and a female with different topics.
Right.
But this definitely,
right.
you know, for it to be both males that wanted input, you know, so we definitely wanted to deliver to them, you know, in which I definitely believe that we did. I'm just saying. I definitely believe that we did.
Shout out to the Dons tonight. Shout out to the Dons. Yes.
So on a better note, right, you know, not on a sexual note, on a better note, let's talk real quick. Let's spend a few minutes talking about Simone Biles. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's talk about that. And definitely shout out to her for definitely considering her mental illness, her mental stability versus the Olympics. You know, like she put herself first. So let's talk about that. How do you guys feel about that? Do you feel like she made a decision at the wrong time, or do you feel like the decision that she made was warranted and it was a good decision?
It was a great decision.
What do you think about that?
When it comes to your mental health and you knowing yourself, and that comes first, period, point blank. Your mentality, that's your health. That is your mind. Please, I give her the ultimate handcuff. Y'all hear this? Because she put her first. She didn't care about, you know, the medals, the looking good in front of the camera. She said, you know what? I have to put me first, my mental health first. I so look up to that young lady for that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'd give her a gold medal just for doing what she did when she did it. You do it when you're necessary because don't nobody know you like you, number one.
Right.
And now you have all of these critics. Oh, well, she should have did it. She should have. Listen, they was taking points and stuff away from her because of some tricks and, well, some flips and stuff that she was doing. Other people couldn't match it. You don't take away from her strength. Just because she's stronger than the other people, now you're not going to give her what she has earned, has earned because other people can't match her. That's called the competition. That's a competition.
So you're telling me
that's what you do, compete to be the best.
Right. And so you're telling me
now,
I got to compete with myself? Nope, not happening. I am
that's it's not
period
happening.
Blank.
It's not happening.
Right.
And I can just imagine the stuff that she's probably heard that we don't even know. You understand? She's like, listen, I got to shut this down. You understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to allow y'all to do it. I'm going to do it on my own. You see how they did Sha'Carri Richardson? So, listen, I'm going to do this on my own. So when she feels that she's not performing her best, she did the upstanding thing. I'm going to let y'all handle it. You understand? All right, I'm going to fall back, being that sometimes it's a little, I'm too strong and I do flips and moves that nobody else can do. Now I'm going to let y'all handle that. I tip my hat to her.
I definitely agree. But, you know,
amen.
The media is so cruel, you know.
Oh,
it's so cruel. Because even, like, listening to a lot of people and, you know, oh, only thing she had to do was just be there and just do something. But if you look
there.
At it
she
and you watch how she did, but if you look how she did on the vault, that on the beam, that goes to show you right there that she was a little off because she had never did that before, you know. That side step that she did towards the end, mentally, you know she's not there because she doesn't do that.
Yeah.
And that's something that she did do, and she couldn't come back from it, you know, and that mentally bothered her on top of all the other stress that she had. You know, people have to remember, I feel anyway, that it is a pandemic and everything was shut down and, you know, people now feel like, okay, things are open back up. You could just bounce back to what your norm is. And it's not that easy for people. Like, it's not that easy.
No
I
fans
just
there. None of all of that stuff, please.
I commend her.
When you're used to a certain thing. When, you know what I'm saying? So it was a lot of stuff that played a part. And, again, they should give her more credit for standing up and say, listen, instead of me giving our team worse points, I'm going to fall back and I'll let y'all do it. You know what I'm saying? They still ended up with the silver. They still ended up, you know, in a winning place. So, you know, it's not like it's not like the other people on the team couldn't compete. They can compete also. She's just a little stronger than them in certain areas, almost all of them. But I'm just saying, she just mentally is not there. And they should even the same thing with the tennis player Naomi Osaka. Yeah, she did the same thing. Like, listen, I mentally got stuff going on. I got to take care of myself. But see, the mainstream media, the mass media, they'd rather tear you down. They want to be the ones to beat you down, and that's why I always speak about. When it comes to being in fame, having fame, the same people that build you up are the same ones that can tear you down. And that's what they look to do. That's what they look to do. Most of the people that are successful or famous, I'm not even going to say that are famous, they have a story to tell. Because when these PR people and these big name companies go after people, they look for somebody that they can exploit. They look for somebody with a background that they can blow up at them if necessary. So
you have to be
careful.
And it's,
I was trying to go ahead, Janine.
Oh, I'm sorry. I applaud both of these young ladies, you know, her as well as Naomi Osaka, for standing up and for standing firm on their own square. And standing up for themselves. You know, the word says that your gifts will make room for you. And if you truly believe that, it will. When it's the right time, when it's the right season, it'll be on point for you. And if you know that and you move that way, then you can be free to say, no, I will not. I will not allow this to happen. And I believe both those women did that. I believe they took a stand for what they believe for themselves, and I applaud their courage to take a stand against the world, if you will, because you know the world is going to come and attack them, you know? But when it's their time and it's their season, they'll flow. The game needs them more than they need it. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And they know that, and they recognize that, and that's what's important. And that's in every area of anything, even us when we're not as famous. They need us more than we need them. And we got to remember that. To
Amen.
Not sell ourselves Fact. Short, you
Fact.
Know? You
yeah.
gifts,
yeah.
you have gifts. We all have gifts. And it will make room for us. It will open
mm-hmm.
doors and opportunities where there were none.
Mm. Amen.
You know, there was this one. I was trying to find the story real quick, but I read it earlier. There was one gymnast that actually was given credit to Simone Biles,
mm-hmm.
and she was just saying that when she was 14 years old, she went out and she was in the Olympics, and she was hurt. She said that she felt so alone at 14. She suffered a spine injury during
wow.
competing. And
wow.
she was just, you know, explaining where, like, she knew that she wasn't really ready, you know, but she did it anyway because everyone kept saying, you can do it, you can do it, you got
yep,
it, you
yep.
got it, you know, and cheering
yep.
her on.
That's what everybody
and
else
she,
expected, yep.
Exactly, and she commended Simone, by, you know, Bush by saying that that was a good decision, and she wished that she would have made that decision because she suffered a mm-hmm. spine injury, you know, which led her not to be able to compete at all. Like, that was it, you know?
Right.
And guess what?
Right,
you never
right.
heard of her again, you know? It was like, that was it.
Right.
Like, she fell off the map, and no one ever heard of her, and that's it. And
right.
people just got to
right.
remember that this media, they will use you for what they can use you for, and when they're
that's
done,
right.
that's it. You don't even exist
mm-hmm.
anymore. You know, if you didn't make,
yep.
if you didn't really do anything to make history, but you were, like, edging up there, and you coulda, woulda, shoulda, but guess what? You didn't. They never talk to you again. They downplay you. They insult you.
Yep.
They, you know, mess with
yep.
you mentally, and then guess what?
And throw you to the wolves.
Mentally
that's what they
destroyed,
do.
You know?
Yep.
Yeah,
yep.
So
they
I
throw
just
you
wanted
to, the
to you know, I know we had other topics, you know, tonight, but, you know, we did, you know, discuss just talking about it real quick, you know, and just giving, you know, credit when credit's due. You know, and it was definitely
mm-hmm.
a good decision. You know, we all agreed, you know, for her making that decision that her mental health comes first. And that
Absolutely.
Goes to anyone really that's dealing with any type of mental illness, you know, because mental illness is real, people. If you haven't realized it, it's real. It's real,
mm-hmm.
especially living your life through these pandemics and, you know, people dying, you know, with all this coronavirus stuff and losing people left and right and not really
yep.
being able to say your final goodbyes and stuff like that. It really
that's
affects
right, that's
people
right.
and it affects people differently.
And I hate
well,
to be the bearer of bad news, but they about to shut everything down again. So, you know, they're trying it with the mask. They put out a mandatory mask mandate again today. And
mm-hmm.
now, and that's for everybody, whether you were vaccinated or not. So everybody has, I know for the Fed on the federal level, because I work at a, work for the Fed. So we it's mandatory now that everybody has to wear a mask when you're on site. So they're about to.
They should have kept it that way anyway.
They're trying to mandate it to where federal employees either get the vaccine or be tested and have to wear the mask every week. I don't mind being tested. Test me. I've been tested 15,000 times already anyway. So I'd rather do that.
Right. I think it's I know some people were saying how they're trying to like mandate the vaccination,
mm-hmm.
you know, for people, and I disagree with that. I feel like it should be your decision
Absolutely
if you want to get
do.
It or not. You know, but I also do believe that a lot of people took their mask off and was like, oh, I'm vaccinated, but yet it's the law. You can't even ask anyone to show you proof of your vaccination. So you don't know who has it and who doesn't. You don't. You have no proof.
You're supposed to get a card.
Let me tell you something. People were selling the cards and everything. So that's what anybody could have got it. And it doesn't surprise me that the numbers are going up again. It doesn't surprise me because people.
And the crazy thing is because now it's, you can still transmit it. And this is what they're feeling. They keep separating, and this is just to run a dictatorship to see how far they can go with it. First, you see how they shut everything down. All right, let's see how well this will go if we shut everything down. So, you know, I don't want to call it a conspiracy theory. I just go on things that I see. People that
have the vaccine, you still can transmit it also. You can still transmit it, you can still catch it. So let's not be just fooled by, oh, you're not vaccinated or whatever. Listen, we don't want the virus on any level. But what's happening is it's making us enemies of each other.
We sure don't.
And instead of the root, the cause of this thing. You understand? So all of that's being, you don't hear anybody talking about the cause of coronavirus or anything like that. Now it's who's wearing a mask and who's not, or who's vaccinated and who's not. Listen, we didn't start this shit. We didn't start it. So let's go back and let's dig these roots up. And that's what's being ignored. So it's being ignored of how it started. That now they're off the hook and we're on.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
They're off the hook and we're on.
I know one thing before, and I have said this hundreds of times, because I have this conversation with people several times about this, about the masks and the corona. And before the corona thing was even mentioned, I saw a lot of Chinese people walking around here in New York, Long Island, and in the city with masks on. Why are you Chinese people walking around with masks on? Then months later, if this corona thing comes out. But I work in a medical facility, so we do not allow people to walk through our doors without masks. And if they do come in without masks, we give them a mask before they come through the door.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't even think the masks are even helping, because look how many people had caught it and been sick and everything with masks on. So the thing, that's why I said now they keep introducing us to different type of ways, and you're still not getting to the root. We are little leaves. We're just the leaves. Go to the root of this problem, and they're not.
There's more strains.
They're not even touching
strains.
The root.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now there's a different
strain. And then they
talk
about the Delta variant. They don't even have a test for the Delta variant. They have no test for that. You understand what I'm saying? So how do you know what it is?
There's a Lambda variant also that's just submerged, that just emerged. So there's Delta and Lambda.
Oh, what? Lambda. Okay. So what else they going to come up with? The Kappa? It's going to be a Kappa neck? An Omega? They're going to have an Omega neck? Like, come on, what are they going to come up with next?
But you know what? And honestly, I feel like a lot of people are still going to lose their lives in this whole thing. And this part that's sad is that people are still going to continue to die at a high rate, you know, due to someone else's negligence. And that's sad to me.
It's
you know?
Disheartening.
That's sad.
It's disheartening.
You know, it really is.
It really is disheartening.
But with that being said, is there anything else that you ladies want to say with the show, about the show this evening?
We'll let Janine go first.
Thank you.
I'm good.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm so grateful that y'all have this call every week, and then I'm able to come on and chop it up with you ladies, because the conversation is always amazing, and always have such great takeaways. So I just want to say thank you. That's a good topic tonight. Thank you all.
Yeah. No, thank you. Thank you for being a supporter. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so right when
great
everybody
show tonight.
Went, so with that,
yep.
You know, with that being said, it was a great show. I still say the same thing to Mr. Holding Back, you know, that you definitely need to release a little bit and, you know, really be real with yourself, because I find it hard to believe you got that big old package and you're not using it right. So I think that, you know, you definitely need some pointers, but you know what? You don't give the op. You don't say, oh, should I do option number one, where you could go out and cheat? You're not making sense. But like I said, you know, there's a lot of different things. Yeah, a lot of different things you can do. So you might want to pick up the computer or your cell phone that everybody got and watch some things and learn some things and, you know, introduce it into your marriage, you know, to try and save your marriage. And don't think that because she's small in height, you know, she's not able to keep up with you. Because the question is that I'm going to say is, do you even know what you're doing with what you got? I'm just saying. I don't want to question your manhood, but I'm just saying. Do you really understand the depth of what you have and the ability of what you have? Or are you really the pinky thighs and she's really not satisfied with what you're getting her? Just saying. So, you know, I had to say it, you know, to go strong speaking. So, with that being said, and Simone Biles, we definitely give, you know, you the utmost respect here on the Diva Squad. You know, think of yourself first, and a lot of people should think of themselves first and not think of what everyone else is going to say and how they're going to feel. Because at the end of the day, when you leave off that mat, you're by yourself. And you're the person that has to deal with the mental health issues that you may have that could just be a lot of stress and pressure, and the pandemic had an effect on you, family. It could be anything. And we commend you on the Diva Squad for thinking about yourself first. And anyone that is dealing with any type of mental health issues that you could have technically had way before the pandemic, but the pandemic didn't help it, you know? So therefore, because then guess what? You're stuck at home with your thoughts. Tell me how that's healing. It's really not. When you're dealing with some type of mental issue, you're stuck at home, everything's closed, and you're stuck with your thoughts. Your thoughts run away. They go a mile a minute. And if you're not able to control them, guess what? They do make you feel 10 times worse than you did before. So we commend you here on the Diva Squad. Happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month, this season. Happy birthday to Amari Darnell. He is just so cute. Antonio and Tasha's son. Happy birthday. And anyone else that's celebrating their birthdays, happy birthday, all that good stuff. For the college kids that's going to be going away to college, we wish you nothing but the best. Good luck with that. And with that being said, have a blessed and safe week. We look forward to hanging out with you guys next week, same time, same place, Wednesday night, 8 o'clock. Butter baby.
You know what I noticed?
What, girl?
No matter what you do, you always gonna have some haters. And just when you think the haters done, it's like, really? I can't have a hit? But why? Okay. Since y'all got a hate on everything I do, you know, since I can't live, I got a question. Like, hot damn, ho, here she go again. Still murdering words purposely. Perfect without the surgery. Surgically removing the worst of the worst. Urgently, emergency, 911, they reporting third degree. Homicide, but why? Like they never heard of me. Surprised, like flashing before their eyes. Now they nervous me. Curses, sitting in the corner like they're nerving me. They blurry, I ain't worried, they ain't hurting me. That's why I be asking. You mean? Why you mad though? Why you mad though? Why you mad though? Always got their mouth open, slow poking their nose in your business. Trying to make it seem they up to date on your statistics. Wishing they had a clue, spreading rumors off that wish list. The list with all the wishing they had your characteristics. Wanna be you so bad, don't they? Too bad he broke the mold when he made the one and only. They told me at the top that it's gonna be pretty lonely. I don't need nobody with me if you're bony.
They whispering.
I can't hear you. Oh. That. Why you mad though? Cause don't know.
nobody do it like I do. They have yet to show and prove it. My music ain't just amusement, it's truth inside of a movement. Born into it, I'm fluent. Can't carbon copy my blueprint. Balls on top of these markers, truth markers were found and ruined. You doing too much. Yep, you losing, look but can't touch. Yeah, you stupid if you think the human in me could give a fuck about you basic haters. You say tasting the way I've been this wave. I'm a drill and stop, you get ate up. Keep trying to play a player. I don't be playing fair. I stay fresh to death and you stay gasping for air. Hope you said you a prayer. Petty and I don't care. If you coming for me, make sure you come with a pair. Yeah, I'm talking brass. I be dishing it back. You shouldn't be throwing rocks when your house made out of glass. Grow up, you moving too fast. They booing you trash. You doomed to get past. You ain't first, you last.
So, yeah. I see what you're talking about now. And I guess that's why you're mad.